Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering.
All respect in the world to Chris Pershawn. You know, I saw something on online that he didn't know who I was, so I hope that he knows me now, you know. Kind of cool.
Yeah, I know him now.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering on the line with us, and you got to call another gem level.
I mean, what a fun show last night at American Family Field. Another great duel between Mizorowski and, you know, a guy who had 3,000 strikeouts in his last appearance, and Mizorowski outdueled him last night. That was a fun one.
So let me take you through my mindset as a guy who plays still competitively. Tennis and golf are my sports or whatever, but I'm an absolute head case, okay? So if I'm the Miz, right, and I come out there, he got hit pretty good in New York, right? So my brain would already be at, I don't know. Maybe I'm not that. Maybe there's a hype. I don't know. I got to come back. Okay. So then you take the hill here at home, facing a future Hall of Famer, and the first at bat, boom,
gone.
Shohei hits a ball that wouldn't still have landed were it not for the wall out there. And then my head would spin into, you know what? Well, see, this is exactly what happened. Now here it is. This is who I really am. Not the superstar. Not all this stuff. This kid bounces back, strikes out 12, doesn't give up another run.
Yeah, I think that the home run on the 0-2 pitch as well, after he got him with a curveball in the pitch prior, he throws another curveball, didn't finish it off. Ohtani hits it into orbit. And I think that lit a fire underneath Mizorowski's rear end. And he just went out and said, you know what? I can do this. And then what did he do? He struck out Mookie Betts on one of the most filthy 97-mile-an-hour sliders that you'll ever see. It's the same one that put Willie Castro essentially on the injured list in Minnesota. So I think that lit a fire under him. And he goes and strikes out 12 batters in the first five innings. Nobody's ever done that against the Dodgers in pitch tracking history, which is amazing in itself. It was a really, really good performance. And what did he do against and we talked about it on TV broadcast last night, too. He gives up the home run, a curveball. And we said it's such a big pitch for him, he can't just abandon it because he gave up a home run. And what did he do? He threw more curveballs in that appearance than he had in his entire career. And he dominated with that pitch. He dominated with the fastball. He had everything going last night. And it was a clinic for Mizorowski.
Mizorowski is just pressing buttons on a remote control, it feels like.
All right, so who does he pitch against next? I'm trying to think, like Justin Verlander. Who else is like, there's got to be someone else major that we can get him up against.
So his next appearance is not going to be until after the All-Star break, so he's going to go up against these Dodgers again. So who knows who he's going to – it could be Yamamoto. Awesome. He could get a rematch with Kershaw. He could get Glasnow, who's going to start today against the Brewers. He could get any of those guys. So we'll see. He may pitch out of the bullpen maybe, but I doubt it before the All-Star break. So he's going to have plenty of rest before his next start.
But that's good, right? Like, he probably needs some. Like, the adrenaline push, the moving to a new city, all the craziness that's been going on with this guy. Let's give him a little bit of a break.
Yeah, and that's coming, too, because he's getting up against it in terms of innings. He threw 98 innings a year ago. He's already at 80-some innings this year. And the old rule of thumb is you go about 25% more innings from year to year as you're building up. So you're looking at maybe 50 more innings, 45 more innings over the course of the season for Jacob Mizorowski. So you have to be really careful with how you use him. You have to be very judicious with it. So that is a real thing that is probably going to be coming down the pike here in August.
So does that mean he could be shut down before the end of the season?
I'm not going to say shut down. I don't think that that's accurate, but I do believe that they could limit his innings, maybe put him in the bullpen for two inning stints or three inning stints as opposed to having him start and going six. That is something that could be coming down the road at some point. Again, you don't want him going out there and when the games really matter, not have him give you the most of his abilities. So I think that looking at some sort of an innings limit moving forward or a potential pitch count limit is something that is very real.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering with us on Brewers 360 this morning. Turning to the other side, the offense for the Brewers, and another situation level where Brewers general manager Matt Arnold, like everything this guy touches turns to gold. We trade away a starting pitcher who was not bad.
Yeah, it's fine.
Just got unhappy, right, about what his role was going to be. Send him to the White Sox, get a guy I hadn't heard of who was playing on one of the worst teams in the game and wasn't even with the big league club at the time. We trade for this guy. And, oh, by the way, wouldn't you know, Andrew Vaughn comes up with some huge base knocks. In fact, yesterday with an RBI.
Yeah, had a three-run homer in his first at-bat as a Brewer, too. So it's a perfect example of change of scenery, changes a lot of things for people. And I think for Andrew Vaughn, getting out of the White Sox organization, getting a fresh start, getting to know some new people has done him a world of good. And who knows what he's going to look like moving forward. You just hope that it continues. But at the same time, he's off to a great start. He's playing fine over at first base. I think Jake Bowers is over there today. So you'll have a bit of a platoon with what you're going to see with Vaughn and Bowers over at first base. But if the Brewers, the one thing that they've been really struggling for this year is hitting for power. Potentially Vaughn could be a guy that could help out that power surge.
I had to laugh, Jeff, when we heard this on the TBS broadcast last night. BA talking to Pat Murphy during the game.
Murph, thanks for spending some time with us. I've got to get your thoughts, what you've seen so far from your flamethrower, Jacob Mizorowski. It's pretty elite stuff here as Monasterio sends one to left.
Get out of here.
It's deep.
That's Murphy swearing on the broadcast. I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you get in the moment, you get in the heat of the moment, sometimes you forget the microphone is on you. I don't, thankfully. But if you're not used to having a microphone or being on a live mic, then you don't really realize what you're saying sometimes. And for Murph, he got caught up in Monasterio's fly ball, that got caught at the wall, and he's everybody's manager because he said what everybody was thinking.
Right. Do you ever have to do that? Have you ever had to do the in-game interview with a player or a manager?
Yeah. All the time. Yeah, it happens a lot. It's tough. It's tough because you want to talk about what's going on in the game because that's what your job is. But it's harder on radio because you literally have to describe everything. Otherwise, you're SOL. So for me, I mean, the TV interviews are a little bit easier because you could talk through some of the action. But for those players that are in it and you see something happen or a home run and they get caught up in it and they start calling it, those are the fun moments. You just have to remember, and they have to remember that they are on live television sometimes.
Well, some of those guys don't want to do it either. Like, right. It's like, no, thank you with this. You're already pulling teeth, right?
Yeah, and they're probably getting pelted with sunflower seeds or getting something thrown at them or dumping them with water or whatever. I mean, so you're already dealing with so many landmines, and then you have to answer questions and come up with something on your own. It's not an easy thing to do.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering, the matinee today. We've got a 1:10 first pitch and a 12:35 pregame right here on 620 WTMJ. Thanks, Level.
You got it, guys. See ya.